Welcome, friends and music lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to begin today's show with perhaps my favorite Pat Metheny composition. It's entitled James. It's got a great intro. It's got such a joyous vibe to it. It's written with that kind of Midwestern country feel to it. I hope you enjoy it too. Let's hear from the album Off Ramp. Pat Metheny Group playing James. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, all those tunes in that set are associated with Pat Metheny, although only the first one was by the Pat Metheny group. Let's go through what you just heard. Starting at the top, we began the show with James from the album Off Ramp, a 1981 release by the Pat Metheny group. As I said, one of my favorite Pat Metheny compositions. That was followed by John Pizzarelli covering Pat Metheny from an album entitled Better Days Ahead, solo guitar takes on Pat Metheny. We heard John Pizzarelli playing Last Train Home, a Pat Metheny composition. And the last thing you heard, a beautiful rendition of Wichita Lineman, which is a Jimmy Webb composition, mostly associated with Glen Campbell, I assume, but also associated with Pat Metheny as well. Metheny once said that all his songs are attempts to write Wichita Lineman again. And you heard a wonderful version of that by Greg Murray, the great harmonica player, along with Romaine Collin on piano and keyboards, and Bill Frisell on guitar. That's from a project and album entitled Americana, released back in 2020. We're going to continue on with something brand new from drummer Tina Raymond. She lives in LA. I get a chance to see her once in a while here in San Diego. She just released a new album entitled Divinations, and it must be inspired by the tarot cards because every track on the album represents a tarot card. But I want you to pay close attention to the great guitarist in this. His name is Andrew Renfro. I've listened to this guitarist from my time living in Hartford, Connecticut, where he went to school, and I saw him come in as a freshman and just get better and better. And here he is on Tina Raymond's brand new release. We're going to hear the track entitled The Emperor from drummer Tina Raymond.
Thank you.
Some brand new releases from great young players on the jazz scene today. The last thing you heard, Song for Mary Lou by Miki Yamanaka, and also featuring Mark Turner on saxophone from Miki Yamanaka's latest release, Shades of Rainbow. It's a very good album. I highly recommend it. Before that, we heard from Tina Raymond, a fine drummer hailing out of Los Angeles. Her album is Divinations, and we heard The Emperor. We're going to continue on with something brand new from Joshua Redman. The name of the album is Where We Are. It also features vocalist Gabrielle Cavassa. The core group on this is Joshua Redman on saxophone, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Joe Sanders on bass, Brian Blade on drums, and Aaron Parks on piano, along with guest appearances from Nicholas Payton, Kurt Rosenwinkel, Joel Ross. Fine album. We're going to hear two tracks from this album, beginning with Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? And that'll be followed by John Coltrane's Alabama. Here's Joshua Redman.
The moonlight Mm-hmm.
Joshua Redman from his latest release, Where Are We? We heard two tracks, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? That features the vocals of Gabriel Cavassa. And we finished up with Alabama, the John Coltrane tune. That brings us near the close of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are a radio show on WWUH FM 91.3 FM out of West Hartford, Connecticut, as well as a podcast at jazzandbeyond.com. We're going to finish up today's show with Max Roach. We're doing this in celebration of a brand new documentary that was released on PBS, American Masters series. I saw it last night. It is a fabulous documentary. The name of it is Max Roach, The Drum Also Waltzes. Max Roach, of course, is one of the greats in the legacy of jazz music, one of the most important drummers in the history of jazz. He played with all of the greats, Clifford Brown, Coleman Hawkins, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, Sonny Rollins, Eric Dolphy, his wife Abby Lincoln, and so many more. And he was a great leader in his own right, and also very involved in the civil rights movement of the 60s. So we're going to play a track from his classic album, We Insist, Max Roach's Freedom Now Suite. We're going to hear a track entitled Tears for Johannesburg that also features Abby Lincoln on vocals. Thank you for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate link in the top menu where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.